So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah. Matzilin sal moli kikaris, afa pishyesh by mea sudois, v'igol shal devela v'chavish shal yayin. One may save a basket of bread, a round cake of pressed figs, or a barrel of wine from a fire, even if there is 100 meals worth in it. The Gemara asks that in the previous Mishnah we learned that you can only save 3 meals. The Gemara gives two answers. Loi kasha, kam bebol lahatzel, kam bebol lekapel. When saving in one act, one may take out the entire basket no matter how much is in it. When gathering and taking out several baskets together, one may only save 3 meals worth. The Gemara later points out that gathering within the house into one basket and then carrying it out in one act is also considered bol hahatzel, and he may take out an unlimited amount. Kan lo eis chatzer, kan lo chatzer aches. Even if you need to gather the items, if you take it out to the same chatzer as in which the house is, you may save an unlimited amount of food since it requires less effort. If you take it to a different chatzer, you may only save 3 meals worth because it requires more effort. The Mishnah continues. He may call others to come and save food from the burning house for their own use. If they're intelligent, they will ask for payment for their work after Shabbos. The Gemara explains that actually they are entitled to keep all the food because mehefker kazachilu, they got it from hefker. However, b'yirei shemayim askinan, these people are yirei shemayim who do not want to benefit from this type of hefker, as Rashi explains. The yadu d'loy meritzon hefkiru, because they're very well aware that he did not willingly abandon it. However, they are allowed to demand payment for their work without violating Schar Shabbos, since the wages were not set in advance. The Mishnah continues with a machloikis whether the items that he saves may be taken out, l'chotza hamu radis, only to a courtyard whose residents made a ruvich atzeris, in which you may carry even midrabon, or af l'she'enimu radis, even to a courtyard with no ruvich atzeris, in which generally one may not carry midrabon. However, in this case, the Chacham allowed him to carry in order to save his possessions in the above-mentioned parameters. U'lisham moitzi kol klei tashmishei. In addition to the food, he may also take out utensils he will need for the shalosh shudas, such as dishes, and so on. Regarding saving clothing, the Mishnah cites two opinions. The Tanakhama holds, v'loivish kol masha yochel l'lbosh, v'oitiv kol masha yochel latif. He may put on or wrap himself in as many garments as he can. V'chazav v'loivish moitzi, and he may repeat this procedure many times. He may only put on 18 garments. The Gemara explains that those were the garments people wore in those days. The number of garments is not specific. The point is that Rabbi Yossi holds one may wear only one of each garment, normally worn in that time and place, but one may not wear two of the same garment. Rashi also says that according to Rabbi Yossi, one may do this only once, but not repeat. The final statement of the Mishnah is, V'oimer la'acherim boyu v'hatzilu imi. He may tell others to come and save with me. The Gemara points out that regarding food, the Mishnah rules that he must save atzilu lochem, save for yourselves, because since he may not save for himself more than mazon shalosh shudas, 3 meals, others may not save for him more than mazon shalosh shudas either. And as mentioned earlier, the food belongs to them. However, regarding clothes, he may save atzilu imi, save with me, because since he may save for himself an unlimited amount of garments, others may help him with that as well, and the clothing belongs to him. The next Mishnah teaches what one may do to keep the fire from spreading. Reb Shimon ben Nanas Eimer, Oisin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim, bein melein, bein rakan. One may stop a fire from spreading by building a wall of kelim, even if they are full of water. The Gemara explains that Reb Shimon ben Nanas holds, gram kibu is mutter. Indirectly causing a fire to be extinguished is permitted. Following this opinion, Reb Yehuda Marav allows indirectly extinguishing a fire on a talis by noishna le mayim mitzad acher, putting water on the other side of the talis. Rabbi Yossi does not allow using new pottery utensils full of water with the plan of the fire bursting the kelim, causing the water to be released and to extinguish the fire. Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibbutz aser, indirectly causing a fire to be extinguished is forbidden. The Braisa teaches two additional methods to indirectly extinguish a fire. Ner shal gabi tavla. If a candle was accidentally left on a board, you can shake the board until the lamp falls, even though there's a good chance it will become extinguished. Ner shachiri hadelas. When there's a candle behind the door, you may open and close the door without worrying that the candle will be blown out, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that a davar she'ein miskaven, a permissible act which might result in an unintentional malacha, is mutter. Laito la Rav. Rav condemned this leniency because he holds that in this case, even Reb Shimon agrees that it is aser because it's a psik reishe, an inevitable result, the candle will definitely be extinguished. When there's a large flame, the wind will not extinguish the fire. Rather, it will fan the flames. Therefore, when there is a ruach she'ena mitzuya, an unusually strong wind, it's usher to open the door because it will surely fan the flames, increasing the fire, which is the malacha of maver, kindling a fire. When there is a ruach mitzuya, a normal breeze, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to open the door because it will have no effect on the flame. Abaya holds that even when there is only a ruach mitzuya, a normal breeze, it's usher to open the door because gazrinan, we are concerned lest you open the door even when there is a ruach she'ena mitzuya, a strong wind. The Gemara now returns to that which we learned earlier, that the Rabbanan hold Gram Kibbu is Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibbu is Asr. The Gemara cites a brice regarding Mechikas Hashem, erasing Hashem's name, where they seem to be holding opposite opinions. Rabbanan hold Gram Mechikas Hashem, indirectly causing Hashem's name to be erased, would be Asr. Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Mechikas Hashem would be Mutter. The scenario is as follows. Harishahoy Hashem Kosov Le'al Basari, one who has Hashem's name written on his skin, and he needs to immerse in the mikvah. The Rabbanan require that he wear a reed over the Shem Hashem, presumably, so that he not erase it even indirectly. It is Rabbi Yossi who permits him to go into the water as he would otherwise, and is not concerned of possibly causing the Shem to be erased? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi agree that both Gram Kibui and Gram Mechikas Hashem are Mutter Min HaTorah. However, regarding Gram Mechikas Hashem, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Asim the Rabbanan, because Mitech She'odem Bol Amamaynoi, since a person is anxious to save his possessions, if we allow Gram Kibui, indirectly causing the fire to be extinguished, he may come to directly extinguish the fire, which would be an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rabbanan are not concerned about this. In the case of shame because of Abisarai, the Rabbanan require him to cover the shame for another reason. It's disrespectful and forbidden to be unclothed before the Shem Hashem. Of course, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if he has a reed readily available, he should use it to cover the shem, and not rely on covering it with his hand, because he might forget and remove his hand. However, where he does not have a reed, and he would need to go after one, thereby postponing the tefillah for another day, they have a machlokes. The Rabbanan hold tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. It is not necessarily a mitzvah to immerse at the earliest possible time. Therefore, he should indeed postpone the tefillah until he would find a reed to cover the shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi holds, tefillah bizman a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to immerse at the earliest possible time. Therefore, he should not postpone the tefillah, rather immerse without a cover. Tefillah bizman a mitzvah overrides the need to cover the shame.